Ashley Moyes has been going to the state fair since she was a kid, and she says she's always loved sharing that experience with her kids.
Just based off crowds, usually when you go to the fair, it is like shoulder to shoulder people, and you have to hold on to your children because it's just way too crowded. And the lines are so long for everything, even dinner. And so this experience was totally different.
With the current COVID restrictions, Ashley had concerns about bringing her family to the fair. But after doing some research, she says her worries were put to ease.
I had heard that it wasn't as crowded as it used to be. And I think I read that they were like limiting how many people enter. And I also knew that masks were required. So that made me feel a lot better. Plus it's outside. So being outdoors, you can kind of social distance a lot easier.
But not everyone was uneasy about going to the fair this year. Trista DeLong and her son came to watch the monster truck show.
The mask thing, I was not a huge particular fan of that because it was outside. But, you know, I asked one of the gals at the gate and I was like, really? And she's like, it's the only way we can do the fair. And I was like, okay. So we complied.
Trista says as she and her son explored the fair, they noticed a lot more sanitation stands throughout the grounds and staff cleaning the rides.
Every single time the kids got off, the workers there had their spray bottles and they went through and sanitized every ride, every time.
The Utah State Fair ran from September 10th through the 20th. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.